All right, we're back here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com, episode 45. And the seventh segment of the decade is the John Wood segment. This is the first interview I did over here at Rich Production Studios. Here at Rich Production, of course, and here's John Wood.
That's my leg, and I've had it for 43 years now. I've lost it twice, and I've got it back twice.
Really? So Judge Mathis sided with the other person, of course, you said, okay?
That's correct.
So that means you lost your leg.
No. Judge Mathis told me I could keep my leg and sided with him and gave him $5,000 judgment.
Give him. So you had to pay $5,000?
That's correct.
To get your, to keep your own leg?
That's right.
So what did you think about that?
Well, I told the judge, nobody's getting this leg. Anybody short of Jesus ain't getting it, so I'm keeping my leg. And, you know, after the show, during the show, I told Judge Mathis, I said, I don't know what he plans on doing. I know he wanted to do it for Halloween attraction.
Really?
And then I said, Judge, I said, what's left? He wants to do Easter leg hunt or Fourth of July.
So, did you actually speak to him in between, like, did you have like words to speak, fight, at all with him, in between the takes at all? Like what did you say to him in between, like the guy that wanted your leg?
They kept us pretty much separated, during the show. They kept us pretty much separated. I never was in negotiations with this guy. I had no ambition at all to try to profit from showing the leg or anything like that. Of course, it was out in my front yard for 6 months.
Really?
If you wanted to see it for free, all you had to do was come down
exactly.
My driveway.
Exactly. Wow. So now I hear there's going to be like something with a deal. Hopefully a movie can be coming out. You want?
We've actually done just recently did a show of Urban Legends, and it should come on about the same time this show airs. This show airs sometime October 2008. Check your local listings for Urban Legends. Comes on A&E.
A&E, and this will be a story about your leg.
Yep, it's an Urban Legends show. I did an episode of Pink's. I've done some commercials here. There's a documentary now, Launchpad Productions out of Hollywood, California, which is a subsidiary of the Coen Brothers.
Really?
He should be able to pick up a feature film, but there's a documentary in production as we speak.
And the production and the documentary will be on A&E.
The documentary is an independent documentary.
Independent documentary, okay. Mm-hmm. And then of course you're hoping to get a film out to a movie with Warner Brothers.
It's either going to be Warner Brothers or Coen Brothers. Warner Brothers has me down here in Atlanta right now, so
really?
I imagine.
So who would be the ideal actor to play you?
I have heard Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob Thornton. Now that would be cool. Billy Bob Thornton. Oh, even Brad Pitt. Because he has a blonde hair. You have the blonde hair, of course.
Right.
What I'm saying? But who would play the part of your leg?
Now that one, we'll really have to search around for that one.
Yes. So tell me, like when people say break a leg now, what do you think?
I've got lots of leg and pun jokes.
Yes. But so a lot of people, when they hear the story again, I bet they can't believe it. You know what I'm saying? How many hits do you get on your website due to this thing?
Well, on johnwoodsleg.com, we just totally revamped the whole website and took a lot of the redundant things off and whatnot, freshened the whole page back up. And it does amazingly well. I thought a story like this would be over in about 3 months, but I'm out here doing a lot of work for charities and Shriners Organization, Shepherd
right.
Center here in Atlanta. I do anything from Gwinnett County Humane Society to, and I travel all around the country doing, different charities, whether it's motorcycle rides, golf tournaments. So, and I really haven't cheapened the story any by actually showing the leg.
Right.
So kind of a mystique about the whole thing. It just kind of keeps it a good story going.
So what line of work do you do actually besides this?
Well, currently I'm unemployed. This is kind of, this is kind of what I am doing right
really?
Now.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? So do you think you ever want to get into, you have your own show? Like, let's suppose a network comes to you and says, you'd be good to do your own show, or maybe radio, just like what I do. You know what I'm saying? You know, maybe it could be the Derek Shapiro, John Wood show. You know what I'm saying? but like if someone says, you know, have a talk show, you know, what would you say to that? Or have your own sitcom, you know, due to this.
I don't know if I'm really interested in staying in showbiz. I mean, you know, 15 minutes of fame turning 30 minutes into fame now. It's all been well and nice for me. I'm definitely going back to school.
What do you want to do in school?
Well, I'm going to school for environmental engineering. I hope to go to Alaska and continue to fly. I still fly airplanes today. I'm going to go to Alaska and try to work on the Alaskan pipeline as an engineer for the EPA.
Awesome. And you said you've been around the country, too. What farthest north have you been? Have you been to Rhode Island, Boston, New York?
Yes. Well, I went to New York to do the Fox and Friends show there.
Okay.
In New York.
Sure. Right. What made you move to Atlanta after South Carolina?
Okay. I was actually in South Carolina when we did the Judge Mathis show.
You went to Chicago, of course, to do the Judge Mathis show, right?
That's correct. Yeah. We went to Chicago to do Judge Mathis. And I was living in South Carolina at the time. It was 2 weeks after I got home from the Judge Mathis show that their producers called me back. And, you know, me being up there for 3 days, they kind of got to know me a little bit and knew kind of what the inside backstory to all this was. And I'll break it out for you now, Derek. I mean, I've been out here in Atlanta kind of taking care of myself. And as a result of the Judge Mathis show and Warner Brothers, sent me to a fabulous treatment center here, and I have 9 months clean and sober tomorrow.
Awesome. Oh, so congratulations. So that means, what'd you do? You drink a lot or you took drugs? Or?
Well, it was as a result of the plane crash. I spent, you know, a long time in the hospital, and just the opiates, you know, just coming straight out of the hospital. It was, you know, it was a very dark time for me. Yeah. About 4 years there was really tough, and they saw that up at the Judge Mathis show. You know, this underlying problem this guy has here. So, you know, while he got the $5,000, I feel like I got the greater gift for sure.
Sure. Well, again, it's your website is again
johnwoodsleg.com.
johnwoodsleg.com. And of course, you can see there's going to be a link. Your picture is going to be on my site of episode number 29. And it's going to be a link right from my website, DerekShapiroShow.com, to JohnWoodLegs.com.
Contact.
Contact. And if they want to contact you, you have your email?
I have an email, my phone number, and everything's right there on JohnWoodLeg.com.
All right. Well, again, I do thank you for joining me today.
That was number two segment of the year, second segment of the year. John Wood and JohnWoodLeg.com, of course, you go here to find out further details about his leg. And I'm just telling you, I mean, I don't know if anybody had Christmas dinner, but did you have any turkey legs?
And that was John Wood. Of course, don't break a leg now. He only has one leg. JohnWoodLeg.com. You can go to visit his website. All right. The seventh song of the decade is, of course, Seamtress. Take it away.
Number seven is T.I. featuring Justin Timberlake with Dead and Gone.
All right. That's here's T.I. featuring Justin Timberlake, of course.
Hey. Let me kick it to you right quick, man. Not on some gangster shit, man. On some real shit. Anybody done been through the same thing, I'm sure you feel the same way. Big Phil, it's for you, pimpin'.
I've been traveling on this road too long. Just trying to find my way back home. Niggas who get their hate on. You walk by, they get wrong. You reply, then shit get blown. Way out of proportion, way past discussion. Just you against them, pick one, me and Russia. Figure you'll get your hair, that's that. They don't wanna stop there, now they bustin'. Now you gushin', I'ma land rushin' you to the hospital with a bad concussion. Flush your head 4 times, put a hit your spine. Paralyzed way down, now your wheelchair bound. Never mind that, now you lucky to be alive. Just think it all started, you fussin' with 3 guys. Now your pride in the way, but your pride is the way. You can fuck around, get shot, dying today. Niggas die every day, all over bullshit. Dope money, dice game, ordinary hood shit. Could this be cause of hip hop music? Or did the ones with the good sense not use it? Usually, niggas don't know what to do when they're back against the wall, so they just start shooting. For red or for blue or for blow, I guess. From Bankhead up to your project. Ain't no more strength, now I'm
I'm straight. Now I get it, now I take. Time to think before I make mistakes just for my family's sake. That part of me left yesterday. The heart of me is strong today. No regrets, I'm blessed to say. The old me dead and gone away.
Oh, hey. I've been traveling.
Scared. I lived through tragic situations, could've been dead looking back at it. Most of that shit didn't need have to happen. But you don't think about it when you're out there trapping in apartments, hanging, smoking and rapping. Niggas start shit. Next thing you know, we capping. Get locked up, then didn't even get mad. Now think about day, what a life I had. Most of that shit look back, just laugh. Some shit still look back, get sad. Maybe my homeboy still be around. Had I not hit the nigga in the mouth that time, I won that fight, I lost that war. I can still see my nigga walking out that door. Who'd have thought I'd never see Falon no more? Got enough dead homies, I don't want no more. Cost a nigga his jaw, cost me more. Out of took that ass whooping out for sure. Now think before I risk my life. Take them chances to get my stripe. A nigga put his hands on me, alright. Otherwise, then they'll talk shit all night. Cause I hit you and you sue me. I shoot you, get locked up, who me? No more stress, now I'm straight. Now I get it, now I take. Time to think before I make mistakes just for my family's sake. That part of me left yesterday. The heart of me is strong today. No regrets, I'm blessed to say. The old me dead and gone away.
Oh, hey. I've been traveling. So I turn my head to the north, swallow that pill that they call pride. That old me's dead and gone, but that new me'll be alright. I turn my head to the east, I don't see nobody by my side. I turn my head to the west, still nobody inside. So I turn my head to the north, swallow that pill that they call pride. That old me's dead and gone, but that new me'll be alright. Cause oh, hey. I've been traveling on this road too long. Just trying to find my way back home. Too long. Just trying to find my way back home. The old me is
All right. And the sixth segment is Dikembe Mutombo, the basketball player. He played for the Atlanta Hawks, New York Knicks, Houston Rockets. If you can understand him, here it is, the Dikembe Mutombo interview.
We have Dikembe Mutombo here at Planet Smoothie here in Sandy Springs. So tell me, how does it feel to be here at Planet Smoothie today?
Oh, it's been good. I'm just happy to be here, meet my friends, meet all the clients that are coming to the store to buy Planet Smoothie, to buy the smoothie, excuse me. And while they're getting the taste of smoothie, and also they're getting a chance to meet Dikembe Mutombo, maybe to get an autograph or a picture.
Yes, and you do a lot, and you give back. You have the Dikembe Mutombo Foundation. Tell me about this foundation that you have.
Dikembe Mutombo Foundation is a foundation is dedicated for the changing of the living of condition of the people in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Africa. They have a mission which was to build a $330 million hospital with a 300 bed that was opened in 2007. We are serving close more than 300 to 400 people a day. So the hospital is doing very well, but they continue to need some help. We are seeking to get more than 100,000 people in America who will donate $20 a year to the foundation by going to www.dmf.org.
I'm going to put a link from the DerekShapiroShow.com to that. Also, in addition to that, you played wonderful basketball. You know, so many teams such as the Denver Nuggets, the Atlanta Hawks here in Atlanta, and most recently the Houston Rockets, of course.
Yeah, Philadelphia and all those good. I think it's been a great 18 years. I'm glad to see myself where I finished today on my career, and eight-time NBA All-Star, second time in the NBA history to win a block shot record, fifth in a rebound and all the time. So many triple-doubles and so many career-high rebound and block shot and broke all the records that were set before guys before me. So I'm just happy to be part of the elite.
And tell me some of the basketball players that you looked up to throughout the years and that you got a chance to play with, and how is that meaning feel to you?
Oh, there was a lot of guys like Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Karl Malone, John Stockton, David Robinson, Patrick Ewing, Alonzo Mourning, Hakeem Olajuwon, Robert Parrish, Bill Cartwright. You know, there were so many, Mark Eaton. There were so many great basketball players that came before me. And that I got a chance to follow their leadership and the encouragement and the dedication of the basketball court. And just trying to be in the same shoes that they are.
And how does it feel that when people look up to you in that kind of way, like they look up to them?
I'm so glad that I can play such a role and be like a role model for so many kids and set an example for so many people to follow. You know, because I have I followed an example of so many people before me, like Bill Russell, someone who got a chance to win 11 ring and 10 finger.
And one other question: how does it feel just to be, you know, the NBA Defensive of the Year four times?
Oh, that's all. That's part of my glory. And, you know, I always found that.
All right, that was the Dikembe Mutombo interview, the sixth song. Take it away, seamstress.
Coming in at number six is Rolla with London.
All right, here it is right now.
Small inside, you're a growing seed. Anything you need, I got your back. You're my little girl, London. From heaven, you're dear to me. You're just like no other. It amazes me. Any little smile and small cries, you're a growing seed. Anything you need, I got your back. You're my little girl, London. From heaven, you're dear to me. You're just like no other. It amazes me. Any little smile and small cries, you're a growing seed. Anything you need, I got your back. You're my little girl, London.
All right, the fifth segment, of course. This is what we did on my first episode, and this made us the fifth segment of the decade. The Dan. I aggravated him a little bit, so that was pretty good. Here it is.
Actually, we got another crazy boy in the studio over here, too. Danielle, how are you, Dan?
Not Danielle.
Is it Danielle?
I know, not Dan, you idiot.
See, I'm a telemarketer, okay? I'm a telemarketer, Dan, okay? And the thing is, I pronounce, if it's a guy, Danielle. They say, well, you sound like kind of like a girlish way, right?
Yeah. You said it as a girl's name.
So how do you pronounce the guy way?
What, Daniel?
Yeah,
Daniel.
But I pronounce it Danielle.
You don't got to throw that L out there.
Okay,
you
know? But just Daniel, not Danielle. Yeah. Now,
Danielle's a girl's name.
Don't throw the L out there.
Now,
you know
what I mean?
Just Daniel.
Now, yeah, just Daniel.
Now, Dan.
I
mean? Does a lot of people say to you, have you ever heard the Elton John song? Do you listen to Elton John at all?
Nah, not really.
Just rap, right?
Drake, baby.
Listen to rock?
Nah, yeah, I listen to some rock.
Hootie?
Hootie and the Blowfish?
Yeah.
A little bit of
I met them. You know what I mean? You have all the albums?
Nah, I don't have no albums of rock. I just keep an open ear for all music.
Right.
But Elton John has a song named Daniel. Did you know that?
Nah, I didn't know.
What'd you say?
Elton John has a song called Daniel.
Yeah.
So, oh, and also too, do people ever make fun of the name? Like Dan, 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 Dan.
Knock them off, Daniel.
People, yeah, people don't really do that to me.
But me,
maybe
Derek.
In your world, Derek, but not in our world.
Yeah.
Because if we see somebody doing that, we'll think they're crazy. I'll just walk away.
All right, that was the Dan, 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 Dan episode. And the fifth song, Take Away Seamstress.
Coming in at number five is Rolo featuring Rebel and Leslie Shapiro with I'm Gonna Love You.
All right, here it is. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
All right, the fourth segment of the decade, of course, is meteorologist Tony Petracca from Channel 12, Fox 64, CBS, the affiliate, and Fox 64 in Rhode Island. They own each other. And Tony Petracca is on both those stations. And this is my first meteorologist I ever interviewed, before Jeff Hill here in Fox 5 Atlanta. Before I interviewed him, I interviewed Tony Petracca, my first local celebrity in Rhode Island. But now up to my next guest, Tony Petracca from Channel 12 / Fox 64. Welcome to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you very much. I heard all about your show.
Thank you.
And glad to be here.
Yes, thank you. All good things, of course, right?
All good things.
Oh, that's good.
It's a show that's going to be taking off big time.
Thank you. Hopefully it does, you know, because you're big here in Rhode Island, you know. And you know, I used to follow you around. You know, I used to be a Tony Petracca stalker here with viewers, okay?
That's true.
You know, at the Ice Cream Challenge back in Garden City. MS Walk, you know, every year I see you in the MS Walk, every single year.
In fact, you passed me this year.
Exactly.
You were walking pretty fast.
Yes, I do walk pretty fast, you know. Rola usually can't keep up with me, you know what I'm saying? You know, who's usually the co-host of the show, you know, but she's off today, of course.
Well, I don't know, listen, they can't see you in person. Rola's in better shape than you, I think.
That's what a lot of people say. But the thing is, what I was going to say is that I want to ask you, first of all, to start off, how do you feel about being a long-time, you know, meteorologist, you know, chief meteorologist on, you know, Fox 64, Channel 12? You know, long time you've been there, you know. Do you feel like a celebrity like Karen Adams is? You know, you've been on there for years and years.
Well, it's been 20 years now.
20 years.
Wow. Actually, I'll take that back. 19 years.
19 years.
This past March. I feel a lot comfortable with the word celebrity. I just feel as though I have a job to do, which
sure.
is to predict the weather. And, you know, being in the public eye and the fact that, you know, being on television for so long, people mm-hmm. recognize you, which is kind of strange.
Yeah.
But, you know, that comes with the territory. And I'm, you know, very lucky to do what I love, which
sure.
is weather. I know you were a big weather fan
watching,
back in
yes.
your youth. Well, you were, you know, in your younger days.
Back in high school.
You were a weather watcher for us as well yes. as Channel 10. And you would
yes.
call in your weather reports and we would
yes.
put your name on the air. And actually,
John Flanders was there back in the day, yeah.
That's right. John Flanders helped me to get my start at Channel 12. And, you know, weather watchers are always a big help
sure.
when, you know, tracking storms and stuff like that. You don't call anymore, though.
Exactly. I don't because I'm doing this stuff now on radio.
you're
so
busy now.
Busy now with a family, two children, just like you
Congratulations.
Do. Congratulations. Thank you, yes.
Four-month-old River?
Yes, River in London is five, you know, having two beautiful kids, you know what I'm saying? That's what makes the world go round, you know, and that's why I do this show, you know, for them, you know what I'm saying, you know, so.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And you know, I remember when you actually did the morning show with Pat Masters back in the day, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I remember one time, I don't know if you remember this, but I remember one time they showed you goofing around one time, you on the chair.
Oh, okay. Gosh. How do you remember that?
Do you remember
that?
Yeah. Do you remember that? I remember they showed it on the air, and I thought that was cool. You know, Tony Petracca, you know.
Well, we were setting up the cameras and the lighting, so it wasn't going on air.
Right.
But they were recording it. I didn't realize they were recording, so I was
exactly.
just goofing around, and then they ended up playing that tape later in the day.
I remember.
So, without my knowing.
I remember that back in the day.
So we like to have fun.
Yes. Well, it's good because we have fun here on the Derek Shapiro Show all the time. And my next question is, what pressures about being a chief meteorologist do you have? You know, about getting the weather right, you know what I'm saying? Like when people blame you for the bad weather, like all the rain we had last month, you know?
Well, most of the time, it's good-natured ribbing. I mean, obviously people realize I can't control the weather. So
exactly.
you get teased, but it's always harmless.
Exactly.
It doesn't bother me. You know, obviously I want to be as accurate as I can be, and
sure.
you know, meteorology is not an exact science. It's
exactly.
It's like medicine. It's not an exact science, but we try our best. And every now and then, as you know, forecast doesn't always turn out as we thought
sure.
it would. But I think most of the time we're doing okay. The technology has gotten a lot better. So, you know, we're improving as the years go by.
So do you think it's more tricky when you have the 7-day pinpoint weather versus the 5-day weather?
Well, I mean, any time you go further out into the future, it becomes more difficult.
Exactly.
So it's obviously more difficult to go out 7 days than it is to go out 5 days. So the further you go out into the future, obviously the accuracy
sure.
goes down a little bit. But today's technology allows us to go out to 7 days with some sort of accuracy.
Sure.
So we just have to take the 7-day, you know, day 7 forecast with a grain of salt.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
And here's my next question before we go to a song. How does it feel when you see actually signs like a Route 195 when you're going to work? You know, you must see it when you go to work every day. And, of course, the 95 near Rogers Park Zoo of you, you know.
Do you feel like I'm almost like embarrassed to see yourself, or do you feel like a great, like, okay, you know, like
it's strange. It's especially the one on Route 95, which is a big billboard of myself. Right. And what was strange about that billboard is that I didn't know that that was going up. So really? one day as I'm going around the bend on 195, I can see the billboard in the distance, and I see this huge head. And at first I didn't know who it was. And as I got closer, I was like, oh my gosh, that's me.
Yeah, it wasn't Gary Light, right?
And they didn't tell me that they were putting the billboard up. Yeah. So it caught me by surprise. And now, of course, every day I have to drive by it.
They should tell you to go to work. Because if you're not paying attention, you could bring it to the car right in front of you and say, okay, oh my God, right?
Well, like, you know, my kids get a big kick out of it.
Yeah, they do. And they say, oh, daddy, right?
Yeah. Just ironically, just about maybe a couple of months ago, somebody drew on the billboard. Yes. So they had to wash it off. So that's the risk that comes when you have your picture out on a sand, like on a bus or a billboard. Sometimes you'll get a very avid artist that wants to do some.
Yes, this is funny because I take the bus a lot, you know, and I'm a bus, a person, and I see you with the earring, mustache, you know.
Yep. So if you ever see, if you ever on the Ripta bus and you see my picture with a with a mustache or an earring, you know, just erase it for me.
I will.
All right, that was a Tony Petrocca interview, and my fourth song, Take Away Seamstress.
Number four is Rolla featuring Sliz with How Sweet.
All right, here it is right now on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
We can dance the night away, dancing so close. I can want another to step in left, to step in right.
Glory days, you got a two-step on in that old cafe. I was all choked up and had nothing to say. But after Alizé, I made my play. She waved, gave her an eye, I said hi. I took a cell, I dialed, now the area code. I hit 401-330, something, something like, oh. She got her two-step on, I got my two-step on. Word is born, I got my two-step on. And we'll keep adding on to our story ways. Life for memories and all one day. One step, two step, the night away. Add a third step, I'm willing today. To go and show her how sweet it is. Word from bliss, word to an unborn kiss. Yo, I got nothing to lose. I got nothing to prove. I got nothing but time. I got no one but you. And you got me too. So let's unite as one. Foundation, how a good time begins.